Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater podcast. My name is Reagan, and my camera is on, as opposed to my co-host.
Reagan, I'm here for a podcast.
Your Batman voice is so bad.
I'm going to fight Gotham.
That was better.
Reagan.
These aren't hockey pants.
This is what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about bad guys on the internet today.
Hey, friends. So if you're just listening and not watching, Chesco has returned with what I assume is a Batman mask he has 3D printed. Is that right?
Yes.
I'm going to wear
it fits your head.
It does. I figured out how to make stuff bigger.
Thank God.
There's also a mask part too. I haven't done that yet, but it fits.
Wow. I can't believe it.
I'm gonna make this is a podcast exclusive. I have an idea like of responding to like these asshole dudes and just yelling at them as Batman.
They'll probably be really offended by that.
I know. I just think it'll be really, it broke. It didn't break. Anyways, I think it'll be really funny.
Okay. Well, hello, everybody.
That was me, everybody. By the way.
Oh my God. Chesco. You just missed Batman.
What? He was here and I didn't see him?
It's crazy. The two of you are never in the same room.
Wow. How are you doing, Reagan?
I'm doing great, Chesco. Yeah. I just saw Batman.
What?
Oh, okay. Pop quiz. I don't know if it's a pop quiz, if it's stuff you might not know. Who do you think is my favorite superhero?
Not Batman.
No.
Is it, or tell me, DC or Marvel? It's probably DC. It's Marvel. Okay. Mutant or non-mutant?
Mutant?
Technically. Okay.
This person was mutated.
Mutated, okay. But like Inhuman, like where the Terrigen Mist get them and they turned into a superhero from like because it activated their Inhuman gene, or did they?
Sometimes not.
So what?
Sometimes in one form, sometimes in another.
Kamala Khan.
No, it's an easy one. Depends on his mood.
Well, Kamala Khan, actually. Sorry, I'm so stuck on not saying Kamala for...
Harris!
In the comic, she's Kamala Khan. But she's also... Because she's Inhuman and Mutant, so I thought she might have been the one. Okay, it is... Give me... is she one of the X-Men?
It's a man.
Is he one of the X-Men?
No.
Okay.
He's moody. Big feels.
Hulk.
Yes.
Okay. Your favorite's the Hulk, isn't
he? I love the Hulk.
And he's definitely not a mutant. That threw me off.
He was mutated, I said.
No, I mean, he has gamma radiation that kind of turns him into it.
But isn't that a mutation?
A mutant has the X gene. That's the big thing for...
I said he was mutated. He was mutated.
Yeah, but it's not mutated, though. It's like it's more so he...
That's not true. There was a mutation.
In the comics, you wouldn't use those words.
You may not use those words, but if we're going by what a mutation is, I think he's mutated.
In my 20 questions that I was going by, that eliminated him because you said he wasn't a mutant. So mutated, I thought it meant like...
I knew what you were asking, but that's why I said he was mutated.
Okay. And I love that you said he was mutated, and I still immediately was like, it's a girl.
She only likes women.
That is an example of inherent sexism where I assumed it had to be a woman that was your favorite.
I guess.
On my end, I'm calling myself out.
So I'm going to guess your favorite is an X-Men.
Mm-hmm. I think I've told you before.
I don't know. But it's probably not a standard one. I bet it's a special one.
I would say... This superhero is a mainstream
featured in the films.
No.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
But in the films.
I said featured in the films.
It's not Wolverine. Like it's not, you
it's
know
not
what
Wolverine,
I mean? I'll give
it's
away.
Not Cyclops. It's not Jean Grey. It's not Magneto. It's not Professor X.
It's a big character. It's one here. The reaction I've gotten from people whenever I tell them that are in the comic books, they're always like, of course that's your favorite.
Who is it?
They have been my favorite since I was like a little boy, when I started reading comic, when my obsession with X-Men came out. So this is an older character than I guess. They've been around for at least 40 years.
Hint about the power.
They look different when using their power.
It's not the blue guy, is it? Is it?
No, not Beast. No,
it's not Beast. Because but it is Beast, blue?
Yes, depending on the art style, yeah.
Okay, who is it? Who is it? Just tell me.
Iceman's my favorite.
Oh, Iceman?
Uh-huh.
Oh, see, I was going into the, I was like, weird powers. I was thinking
no.
like.
That's why I said blue, like depending on, they always draw them bluish because it's ice. Oh,
so the one in the movie who gets with, isn't that Iceman who gets with, Rogue?
With Rogue, yeah, which is funny because he's gay, but.
Hey, been there, buddy.
I know, right? In the comics, he's...
He makes her a rose in the movie. It's very sweet.
They had a really interesting storyline a few years back now where the original X-Men from back in the beginning mm-hmm. came to the future mm-hmm. and, like, older Bobby, who mm-hmm. was gay and realized he was gay, was talking to younger Bobby. And it was this beautiful moment of him, like, being able to admit to it. And it was, yeah...
Isn't he cockier in the comic than he is in the movie?
Oh, yeah. He's super cocky and very funny. He's very much like a Spider-Man. Spider-Man's one of my favorites, too, growing up. But that's like kind of a generic.
I like the cocky, smaller kind of, guys.
They're fun. I just thought they were funny. Like, they're really funny. Funny. Like, Spider-Man, Iceman, I don't know. Something really cool about the skating around. And I can't ice skate. Maybe it was just like, that's like magic.
Everyone's ice skating. You're like, oh my God, there's mutants.
Bobby Drake is, for some reason, I just have always thought it was the coolest superhero in all of Marvel. And I'm a huge Marvel fanboy.
Well, you know what's interesting mm-hmm. is they do have the scene in, it's not Apocalypse, I don't think. It's the one, there's in one of the films, Bobby goes home and they treat mm-hmm. him being a mutant like yeah. he's gay.
Yeah.
That's a cool scene. It's Which very I don't much. Know,
I don't know how long ago that the first one. He might not have come out yet in the comics when they made that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that might have been interesting. Like that they. I don't know. I don't know the timeline. I don't read comic books in order. Like so, I'll That's read stuff fair. From different eras all the time. So I'm like, when was that? Did that happen? So
I just liked it because I was like, ooh, there's layers to this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the, like, right now, there's a huge event going on in the comics that's basically talking shit about Donald Trump. And so it's where Doom takes over the world.
Oh, Doom. And like,
convinces everyone to think it's One World Under Doom is the comic event. And I was actually thinking about doing a podcast with Professor Neil.
You guys should. That would be fun.
And talking about comic books under a feminist lens. Mm-hmm. But it wouldn't, we wouldn't. Frame it that way. It's just a comic book podcast, but it's just mm-hmm. two men that are very well informed about critical race theory and intersectionality and then exploring comic books with that perspective. So
that would be fun.
It might still happen. We've talked about it. We're going to do it, but it's there's only so many hours in the day.
I know. I was thinking right here. I'm like, don't make it a every week thing because
no, we were thinking about like doing like a time. Monthly kind of like or even bi-weekly. We'll see. Oh, I don't know. We've talked about it. I know. That's why we haven't done it. I really want to do it. I mean, obviously, this is that we've been talking for what, like 10 minutes now mm-hmm. about like comics right now. And I could do this whole podcast about it. And I would love to just be able to talk comic books for an hour a week.
Well, today we're not talking about comics. We're talking about assholes, okay? Not in All right. the way... Not the Hallmark way that we have before.
Another episode on assholes, but not those kind.
Just the everyday assholes.
Just everyday. As opposed to those, the ones you hide.
I'll read you the
assholes
title.
Assholes out in the open.
Oh, God. Is our... we need to grow up. Okay. Am I the asshole for telling my husband that I'm going back on our agreement and I don't care if he cries about it?
Theme song.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
You want bad advice, man? I'll give it out gladly.
I got some good advice for ya.
No, you don't.
Like, no, you don't.
I got some good advice for ya.
No, you don't.
Like, no, you don't.
Shit.
Now, do I wear the Batman during the listening?
It will make no difference to anyone except who's watching it. So if you want to wear it.
I also have a Wolverine one that I haven't fully put together yet.
I also have this other toy.
No, I have to make content with them, but it's here's part of my Wolverine mask. I have to glue it all together.
Very intimidating.
It's so funny. I could tell my wife has been very kindly supporting me as I come out and show her, like, I'm gonna do this one, and I'm gonna print this one out, and then I'm gonna work on this, I'm gonna figure out how to paint it, I'm gonna sand it, and this was my first thing I've really kind of stupidly spent money on, like, mm-hmm. Since I've started making any extra money. Everything else has always been like, no, this is for, we're gonna buy solar practical for the house, and we're gonna pay off this bill, and we're gonna do with this one. I was like, I wanna buy, and now I'm just using it to do the stupidest shit, and it's great.
Our poor spouses. I'm the same. I'll come up and be like, let me tell you this story. Yeah. She's like,
isn't this cool? Aren't you happy?
Who was this? I'm like, this person on the internet.
Yeah.
I don't know their name. I don't know anything about them. I just saw it.
I need to talk about it with somebody for the next 30 minutes. And you can just listen.
She's like, all right. Hey, as long as she's engaged, she's happy. So. Right. Well, let me tell you about a wife that's not very happy, Jessica.
Let's hear it.
Now, I felt like when I heard this title, I was like, okay, mm-hmm. that's kind of rough. That's a rough. Mm-hmm. But by the end of it, you will not maybe feel that way. So,
are we going to read this all the way through, or is this one a start and stop kind of thing?
I fear we may have to start and stop on this one.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready. Listening ears on.
So I try to talk.
Yes. Wait, shh. Hold on. Ready.
Okay. My husband and I, both 32, have been together since we were 19. Our entire relationship feels like it just blew up in my face. Basically. What am I listening to? So are you playing your child?
It's Pokemon. I picked it up by accident. Isn't it going up? Pika.
Good. That'll be easier for me to do this podcast. You're just unconscious.
I'm so sorry. That was not.
Are you playing a video of your daughter? No,
I went to move it out of the way, and I held it. I pressed the button down, and when you hold it on, it tracks your sleep. And so Pikachu sings goodnight.
Cool.
Man,
now that we're done with the toys.
I will say on one of those lists of like things of hobbies that women don't find attractive in men, I have many of them.
It's like comic books, Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree with those. I think those are cool.
Yeah.
To be fair. Can I do our podcast now?
Yes, I'm sorry, because I did not hear a word you said, but I was so
You're like, oh shit.
Well, at first I was like, oh shit, and then I was like, I'm just going to lean into it.
Nothing else to do. Okay. My husband and I, both 32, have been together since we were 19. Our entire relationship feels like it just blew up in my face, basically, and I can't tell if I'm overreacting. So, we both wanted one child, and we have planned this for years. We wanted everything perfect first. The home, the careers, the savings, the investments, the nest egg, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Because we both knew from very early on that once we had a baby, I would be staying home full time and raising our child. His brother's life was unfortunately cut short by a daycare worker when he was just 5 months old, back in 2017. So daycare wasn't an option, basically, and we need to make sure our ducks were in a row so I could stay home and be a full-time parent. Any thoughts on that?
Who was killed by a daycare worker?
So her husband's brother, when he was only five months old, was
murdered, essentially, by a daycare worker. And so he is terrified, I'm guessing, of daycare.
Okay, that's where,
so it's on, he is the one who doesn't want them to go to daycare. She is... Like, okay.
So, of course, she must give up her career and future in order to have this child. Okay, got it.
He has the trauma. She has to give up her life. Yes, you know.
So she is no longer allowed to do that. Because it does not not come off as like, she was like, you know, I really want to do this. It's more like, well.
Yes.
She's like, I really want a kid, but you have this thing where we can't send them. So I guess I'll have to be.
That is the vibe.
Yeah, okay.
100%. And I absolutely, like my, just as an example, my wife had a lot of fears when our daughter was little, and I totally catered to them. Like, because I don't believe in making your partner anxious. Like I totally get certain aspects of that. So I want to be clear. I totally understand that. Mm-hmm. However, to your point, it could have been him that left a job. Let's just keep going but
just on those lines, though, I will say like, I, am much more of a helicopter parent than my wife is. It's like we're kind of reverse, but a lot of the gender norms kind of are, but I never, like, I know I was aware that that was my issue.
Sure.
You know, and I was always very, very much like, you know, no, you parent as you see fit when you are around, you know, within, like, there's certain things we obviously would talk about, but I knew it was my own issue that I was dealing with. And so I dealt with it. And that's what you do as opposed to, and that's not saying you can't support your partner. Like you mentioned, like, you know, you work together, you do things, but when it's something as big as that, I think I don't like that it's just accepted. All right, well, if we're going to do this, this is the one option we have.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Keep that in mind, the phrasing, this is our only option. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
2 years ago, we were sitting on $500,000 in investments, a few nest eggs and different types of savings and bond accounts. We bought the house. We even bought a damn boat. Everything we planned for fell into place finally, and we started trying for a baby. We now have a perfect 4-week-old daughter. I have been out of work since I was 5 months pregnant due to placenta abruption, but otherwise, everything went fine. She's perfectly healthy, was a good weight, and I bounced back from the delivery fairly quickly because of how much of a support system my husband was. Love to hear that. Mm-hmm. He did more than his fair share while still working full time, which is partially why I cannot tell if I'm being dramatic or if this is hormones or PPD or whatever. Like, I am legitimately livid. So basically, earlier this afternoon, oh shit, she got right onto posting on Reddit.
Right.
First thing. Earlier this afternoon, I get a phone call from DHHS to go over health insurance options and whether or not the baby is eligible for state insurance based off of our income. I have already given DHHS all of our info when they called yesterday and was just waiting for all of our info and assets to be pulled. Anyways, she calls and says we aren't eligible because my husband makes too much money and that we will need to add her to our own private insurance. Absolutely no problem at all. I kind of figured that anyways, but then she offhandedly mentions that my husband is making $10,920 monthly gross and that the cutoff for state insurance is $7,830 monthly gross. Well, here's the issue. For months, my husband has been telling me that he only makes $6,000 a month after taxes. So I get off the phone and I log into my husband's computer and into his banking, and sure enough, his monthly take-home is bordering around $8,500. He is transferring everything over $6,000 into an account I didn't even know existed. So I call him out on
it. Wait. I have no idea where this is going at this point. I'm like, hold on. What is happening? Okay, sorry. I'm locked in, though.
So I call him out on it, and he breaks down and tells me that he, quote, just wanted something that was only his. Please keep in mind that all of my money has always gone into our joint account that he uses on a daily basis. So he is hiding money from me so he can have his own money while plugging away at mine. Over $45,000 he has sitting in that account, while telling me last week that we couldn't have steak for dinner because spending $38 on two steaks was a waste of money.
There's so much to say. There's a larger discussion we've talked about before about joint bank accounts and everything goes into there. But if you are, my perspective has always been, especially if one of the partners is a stay-at-home parent, that the idea of a separate account for you especially goes away, right? Because then it becomes something where you can hold it over their head. It becomes something where you can manipulate them and do all this. You control them monetarily at that point. Like if you are in a situation where you are the main money maker for the household, you need to do everything in your power to make sure that nobody feels like it is that money is yours and that they don't have this other separate kind of notion here. And especially in a situation like this where where they both were making money and already contributing to the joint account, this is wild.
And then he makes her quit her job.
Right. Which, that's what I'm saying. Particular situation,
yes.
I understand the arguments. I'm not saying everyone has to do it that way. About having separate accounts. I get why some people do that. But in this particular situation where she's basically being forced to leave her own work for this and also for it to be a secretive thing, that's weird.
Let me keep going, okay, and then there's some people's thoughts on it, and we can give our thoughts. So, as I just said, he wouldn't even do $38. Meanwhile, he's squirreling away $2,500 in a secret account she doesn't know about. So, I told him I am putting the baby in daycare and going back to work because, obviously, I need to safeguard myself if he's hiding away money. Something feels off about it. I don't know. He instantly started crying. See above, daycare trauma. But I truly just don't trust him financially anymore. I no longer feel secure here. I said I changed my mind and I don't care if he cries about it. Am I the asshole?
No. at all. I'm sorry. She's doing exactly... she's spot on not to do that. Because I also, she might, why are you, at that point, I feel like the marriage is even in trouble. Because this is a, mm-hmm. why, how do you have trust anymore? That is such a huge level of deceit that's so calculated. It's not even like an accident, right? Because it wasn't like there was some, you can't even explain that away. He admitted, I just wanted to feel like, why would you want that though? I don't, that's weird.
So there's a lot of theories here. So first off, if we mm-hmm. take it at face value without having a theory, this mm-hmm. idea that every month he was lying to her repeatedly about what he right. made, making her think they were on a tight budget as mm-hmm. she's having these complications. She's at home with the baby. She's thinking mm-hmm. the budget is tight. He has mm-hmm. at $2,500 extra that he just mm-hmm. throws an account for himself.
Untouched, meanwhile, just to sit and game.
Untouched, yeah. just sitting there. And he is spending the money that she makes. Every mm-hmm. cent she makes goes straight mm-hmm. into that account. So wow. if you're combining your incomes and then mm-hmm. you hide it, that's her money too at that point. Mm-hmm. you are hiding it from her and making her think she's in a much more dire situation than she is. For what? For you to, quote unquote, have something for yourself. And I'm like, what does she have? You right. took her career mm-hmm. because of your trauma, which, again, I understand respecting your partner's right. trauma. I right. totally get that. But when that trauma, instead of him not working, he makes her mm-hmm. not work, takes mm-hmm. away her career, puts her in a situation where she can't make finances for herself, mm-hmm. and then starts abusing her financially by squirreling away money and lying to her about it.
Right.
That is egregious. Mm-hmm. that is horrific behavior. But people start to wonder what's going on with that. Because the theory is that he's got something nefarious going on, that he's maybe going to leave her.
It definitely feels something along those lines. He's setting mm-hmm. himself up to, I don't know. That's so weird. That's what I'm saying. It's just weird. It's weird. The lack of, I don't even know the word I'm looking for, of like care, I guess, of, for your partner to do that. Like, cause it's, or the lack of any sort of empathy, sympathy. I don't even know the right word I'm trying to say that there were like, mm-hmm. you like of not even thinking about the fact that she has just for the sake of your family, you know, and this no judgment here, right? We all make different choices for our family that we decide are the right situations, right? But then to ignore the fact that she has made this huge sacrifice, because it is a sacrifice. She's sacrificing career growth. She's sacrificing, 401k. She's sacrificing all the different things that go into leaving the workforce. But and then to think that above and beyond that, you also are going to have this whole side. It feels like there has to be some sort of missing thing here. Because why would you do that?
I don't know if he was going to leave. I don't know if he had a plan for a big purchase. A lot of people are like, sounds like he might have been having like an escape. But it's just diabolical to think she clearly thought she had this loving, supportive husband who she says goes above and beyond for her. And the whole time, he's squirreling this money away. Let me read you one response from people online. Not the asshole. It appears to me that he has already gone back on your agreement by deceiving you about his finances. If he wanted something that was his, you could have agreed to have separate personal accounts as well as joint accounts that fund your regular expenses. Exactly. Why didn't it occur to him that you might want something that was just yours? I wouldn't trust him either. With that kind of money, if he doesn't want your child in daycare, perhaps he should pay out of his funds that he has been hiding, whatever the extra would be for a nanny. And in view of nanny problems that people discuss, he can spring for nanny cams while he's at it. That's the thing. It's like, it reminds me of the excuse when men like cheat on their postpartum wives and they're like, it's because I'm not getting any attention. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like this very like childlike impulse that's you're not digging into anything about it and accepting like, well, that makes sense. Like the idea of like, well, I want something to myself. Okay. Mm-hmm. Say that's the case and say he's not doing something nefarious, which, I mean, the act itself is nefarious, but then you don't get to just have one. Like, then both of you can collectively make a decision. Like, both of you can decide whether that is, to this person's point, you both have separate accounts or you separate everything. Like, whatever it is, if you feel like you need your own separate little pool of stuff, cool. But that's not the way you get to do it. That is not fair to your partner. And also, you know, if you're a lot of careers, you can't do at home. You know, like if I was forced to let go of the thing that I loved and couldn't do my job, and that was important to me, and I gave all that up only to find out that my husband had the funds to facilitate something different. Because it's like if it's daycare, that's the problem. Like, there are nannies. There are very well, like really highly good, trained like, people. Yeah, yeah. I feel
and
like
especially, it doesn't sound like they live in a high cost of living area either. If they're living comfortably on his current.
That's a fair point.
They could probably, for that much money, plus her salary, even if it was more than $2,500 a month, right, the extra, they could probably afford like a personal nanny. Not even like a, even if you don't want to send them to daycare. If it's a cheaper area.
You know what just struck me? I just felt like that was a dramatic way of saying that. I've been struck by something. Oh, Jessica, a light bulb goes off. He's saying, I want something for me. She has left her career, everything she knows, redone her entire life to become a parent. She, all of that.
Because of his
trauma. Yep. She did all of that. And it does not sound like that's what she wanted. You can tell by the way she's talking.
No, it wasn't the way her it's first written, choice.
Like, it's my takeaway that that's not what she wanted. Mm-hmm. And then he's squirreling away money because he doesn't have anything for him. And you're like, this was all for you. Yeah. All of this. She has thrown away such huge parts of her identity for him specifically. And yet he needs his little cash money, little stowaway, little hideaway. Again, I think there's got to be. But, like, the weird thing is he's not touched it.
So yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like,
did he get off on just knowing he was doing it?
Just having his little secret. Like that. Yeah.
People will do things like that. Like, they it's the same, like, liars that get off on little lies. And you're like, what was the point of that? What did you get from that?
Right.
It's just the act of lying.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so just knowing he had the account, because it's weird that he wasn't touching it. That's what's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Because it had to have accrued over a long, like, since she's not been working.
Right.
And
it's like, this is the perfect crime.
Well, I'm a genius. We need Batman back here. But this idea that, like, 45,000, I'm not an expert at math, but 45,000 is more than it should be.
Yeah, I mean, 2,500 over 10 months would be 25,000. So it's basically like 18 months worth of savings, or a year and a half of savings.
That's before. So that would have meant he would have been doing it
more than that. Almost 2 years of saving. Yeah. So, right? Yeah.
He's been saving for longer than just what she's saying.
And it would be like, it would be one thing if he was like, I was so nervous about, like, what if we need it for an emergency fund?
Right.
I didn't know how to talk. I don't know how to say it. I was thinking about if the baby needed something, I wanted to do it, but I didn't know how to tell it to you. He didn't even try to make up some weird random excuse.
Yeah.
Like that, which could, if you have the proper neuroses, that's where my brain is like, I'm trying to think of when this could be not acceptable. It's still weird and, like, messed up, but.
There's a couple things I think is wrong, but, like, there's things that make it even more wrong. Like, it's definitely the idea that they've always had shared income. Like, they've always put it together.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, like, if it was all his or something, it would still be horrible. But, like, at that point to me, it's like, you are taking money from her. If you are only spending her money, like, or you're willfully spending her money while hiding this. But it's also the fact, like, if they were living incredibly comfortably and, like, she was able to spend what she wanted.
Right, right.
I would still hate that he's doing that, but it would be less bad than this.
But it's different, yeah.
But knowing that he's, like, telling her, like, you can't spend $38 for steaks in a splurge moment and something like, just like a spur of the moment, do something nice for yourselves. You're saying you can't do $38 when you have $45,000 sitting there?
Right, right.
That's messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Sir.
It's just there's so much that goes into, like, trust in a marriage and trust in a relationship in general. And it's like stuff like that. Because now I feel like forever, she's always going to be one. Like, because it wasn't just like also like a small little lie, like where he goes like, oh, I skipped class and went to a movie. Like, it's not, I feel like something simple like that. But it's like I took the day off of work and went to play basketball with my friend. Like, something stupid that you could be like, well, I just thought, I knew I was being stupid. I didn't want to do it. But for 2 years or almost 2 years of saving and deceiving before the baby was born, so meaning before entering this new arrangement of a single salary, he had already preemptively began doing it and never thought to.
And lying about your income to your partner.
To your partner,
that's
yeah.
fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, by that much, by $2,500, you're lying about what you make. I guarantee you there's stuff that could have gone to. And, like, I can't imagine how she felt, because I'm one of those people who I really don't like being blindsided, but I really get upset if I think someone's been great and it's, you know, like, and they haven't. Like, I don't like feeling foolish. And to think, you know, she probably thought he was being such a great husband.
Right.
And, like, he was being so helpful and going above and beyond. And then, like, to then find out, oh, also, he's been hiding $45,000 from you. Like, all those times you could have, like, had, you know, more for groceries, or you could have paid more. Like, and I would have, she's saying it's, she still has money in this account. So my guess is, like, he's still spending her money.
And they said they have a lot of money in savings and in, like, they have a boat and all that. It's not like they're living. That's what I'm saying. That's what the whole, if he's only making what, $72,000, or in their mind was $72,000 take home, and they have a boat. They have to live somewhere where it's like, it can't be that expensive to live there. Like, their, right. the cost of living in whatever area they're in has to be lower. If they were able to have a ton in savings, or their I think stocks, whatever they said, and then also in have a boat. Like, there's no world where, like, the idea of doing that where I live is, you know, that's a, you know, is absurd. So, I mean, it has to be something along those lines. And I, the reason I say that makes it more nefarious is, like, $45,000 is a lot of money wherever you are. Right? That's not like, it's a small, but especially if you're living in an area where $45,000 is like a down payment on a house.
Well, right. Or, and it's like, it's also the idea that, like, they were living so lavishly, and the second it's just him having money coming in, he's like, I'm hiding this away. When it was both of their incomes, they were like doing whatever they wanted. The second he has any power over her financially, the second he has control, where she's, I would imagine, less involved in the finances now that, like, she's not contributing as much.
Right.
That would be my assumption. Clearly she wasn't looking at it. I would assume she might have been more so before. Like, the second he gets power, he abuses it. That's not
also
good.
Let's say, even if, what if he was making that money for longer? Also, like, and maybe he has been spending it. And all he has saved up. How long has he been doing? Did he get, like, a raise and decide, like, oh, no, I don't want her to know because I don't want her to – I don't know. That's
– let me read another response. This response says, you're not the asshole. He doesn't get to have secret financial security set up in case you split up while preventing you from doing the same. He can either dump that $45K into the shared account and give you access to make sure that that it doesn't happen again, or he gets to realize that he is the reason his baby is in daycare. And I believe in the update, like, he was refusing to, like, combine it.
Well, and the thing is, he's also dumb then, too, because if you get divorced, that money is going to be discovered in, like, it's not like
now.
That money is. Yeah, but even before that, like, it was like, that money will come out in discovery. It's not like that's something that was in a secret offshore bank account.
Well, that's why I'm like, what was he doing? Like, what? Because, like, any intelligent, like, anyone who knows anything about divorce, if that's who he's playing for, you would think would, like, because it's not like he's in a run situation.
Well, I just had an idea. What if he is, doesn't want her to know? So let's think in the worst case scenario, if he is planning on leaving her, right? He doesn't want her to know that he has money. So what's the, we don't need to bother with getting lawyers and doing the whole court thing. We don't have any money to divvy up anyways. Like, we'll just do this on our own.
Maybe.
We'll split up. Cause, like, you know what, the only reason to, like, when my mom and dad got divorced, they're going to divvy up their bills. It's not like there was nothing to split up. And so there was no reason to even go through the whole, it was just signing papers and moving on with their life.
Yeah.
You got to wonder, maybe that's part of it. Maybe it's deceiving her so that she doesn't seek out. Cause it's, you see so many of these guys that talk about, it pisses me off. There's one guy that made a video. I was going to respond. I might still respond to it. He was like, I think women should propose to men because, like, really, who's losing, who's gaining something out of marriage? Like, she's gaining this house. She's gaining my salary. She's gaining, and what do I have to gain out of it? The chance of having to pay child support in the future, the chance of all this other shit. Yeah. It's complete. But it's that mindset only makes sense if you are not viewing your partner as a partner, right? If you're viewing them as an accessory, like, do I need a wife that bad? I mean, look at my life.
It's shocking how quickly they go to that, though. Like, they were dual income, like a dual income household, and this quickly he's hiding assets, this quickly he's controlling her, this quickly he's lying to her. And it makes you wonder if he just didn't want her to, like, be too comfortable.
Right.
You know 100%. What I mean? Like, I feel you know.
Because before, it was okay when she lived whatever life they were living before because she was provided. But now it's my money she's spending.
Right.
Before it was, she was spending
money before. Yes, I bet that is it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's
it
not
changes to this whole. Yeah, she's not. She's, yeah, it absolutely. It's like he's angry at her. Like internally angry at her for doing the thing that he asked her to do.
Yes, that's the thing. She didn't even want to do it. It's it would never be okay. There's no world in which I think what he's doing is okay. But like you could you could at least understand resentment more if, like, she was desperate to be a stay-at-home mom and he didn't want to do that. And he was like, okay, fine. And then mad that he has to work, quote unquote, harder. And so then he's squirreling money away because he's like, well, I have to work so hard. It would still be despicable, but at least you're like, where did this start? But when you set up the situation, it just makes you wonder, like, did, like, was this always like he wanted her dependent and he just, they were waiting for the right time? Cause it's like, oh, you can be equal when you're building assets, but the second you've both decided you both are good, then you're squirreling away.
He's like, oh, I finally have an opportunity to be the one that can be controlling.
I can control. I can hide. I can have these secret assets. I'm in control. Yeah, it's like I have the power here now. I didn't have it before. And like, it's also like, now that we've both built this beautiful life, now let me do that. Because now because of your hard work. And then it's just sitting there, like, that almost makes it feel worse. Like, I guess I wouldn't like if the money was spent. Like, logically, I'm glad that the money wasn't spent, that it's still there. But like, to think, if I knew my partner had seen me struggling postpartum and had been telling me no, and like, we're on a budget and blah, 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 and just had money sitting there that he was lying to me about. There's something about the idea of that lump sum just it's like accruing more and more. Like, it's getting bigger and bigger. And him just not helping her at all. Like, I feel like if this is what it sounds like it is, like if there's no additional things we don't know, like, it just sounds like an insecure man that's like, I just want to know I have the money there and you don't. And it's mine now. I think, honestly, I feel like you have the best point, which is that the second he was the one making the money and they both weren't, I totally think you're right, where it's like, well, that's my money now.
I fully think it's this whole, the aspect of him changing. Like, it's like when he got what he wanted, it triggered this
mutation
internal. Well, this mutate. No, yeah. Not mutation.
Transformation.
It's transformation. That was this show, not the pre-show, right? Yeah. We talked about that.
I think so.
Yeah. But it triggered this like internalized, like, way of thinking. Maybe that was his plan all along too. If he was willing to have a secret bank account for almost 2 years, I'm not willing to say that he wasn't always planning long term on this being a way to control and
there's
kind of
some other secrets, certainly.
Yeah, definitely not the asshole though. I just think that I don't think there's any way to frame, like, the fact that she already did so much for their family. Like, and the other aspect of it too, like, and don't get me wrong, this might sound toxic on my side. I don't know. I'm thinking it, I'm gonna say it out loud. Like, but like, when I got married, I gave up the idea of like mine. Like, this is my stuff. Like, and we still have our own things that we do. Like, we have our own life, we have our own friends, we have separate friends that are, but it's like, there's nothing in my life that I look at as just my, and that's why I say it might be toxic. Maybe I need to do more of like having more of my own things. But like, everything I have is ours, right? I don't look at even like my stupid hobbies of me making Batman helmets, right? I still, this is not, my wife doesn't want this.
Yeah, you're about to still, say, she's like, no, keep that one. Yeah.
But that's the whole point. But the idea though is that it's still like ours though, right? I don't look at it as like, even though I know that she doesn't want this, like, and she has things that I don't care about. But it's, I don't know. I think there's a change in perspective that comes with partnering with somebody, partnership, where you do have to accept that there is nothing that I need to be mine, because there's a reason we became, like, we joined together in marriage. Like, it's the idea.
I think that I understand, like, having your own hobbies, having your own friends, there are aspects where you want to still be a whole person. Yeah. I'm with it. I understand. We're not talking about codependency.
Because that's what I'm saying. I don't want it to sound like I was saying, like, there was nothing. Everything we do, we only go out together. We only have friends together. That's not what I'm saying. It's just, I don't look at it as, where there's anything that is wholly mine.
And, like, my opinion is this, like, I think whatever the agreement is, I want it to be healthy and good for both people. But like, right. if you want to have it both be separate, then you can have mm-hmm. like people. There are people who like to live separate lives. There are people right. who live in separate houses.
Yeah.
Cool. Great. Mm-hmm. But to come together, to mutually build assets, to mutually accrue mm-hmm. wealth, to have agreed that you're doing this together,
mm-hmm.
and then say, mm-hmm. but the second that you are not adding more financially, the second that I am doing the part that I have agreed to, which is the mm-hmm. financial aspect, even though I am forcing you to do that, it's not your choice.
Mm-hmm.
The second that happens, all of a sudden, he's about him needing his own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Why now? Why hasn't it been? Is it the baby? The baby is triggering something for you because this account hasn't been open mm. that long. So it's like, why so now?
She was my own thing before, and now he has to share her with the baby.
Maybe it is because I just watched a whole thing about that. I was screaming. Mm-hmm. It was somebody, I forget his name. It's somebody who's like known for, you know, reasonable takes, mm-hmm. was talking about how men get jealous of mm-hmm. the baby. Men feel like they're not getting attention. And it's like, hey, that's your baby too.
Yeah.
It's not like
such an absurd notion.
If you're fighting for attention against your own child,
mm-hmm.
for your wife's attention, you're sick. Like mm-hmm. you need your perspective. Like there was never a time that I was like, what about I need her attention. Mm-hmm. It's like, because I was actively participating. I was an mm-hmm. equal parent as much mm-hmm. as the early days, you know,
right.
usually.
Right.
But as much as I could, I was right. getting, we both of us were very much about both getting up and, you know, and it's mm-hmm. like, it's crazy to then all of a sudden when it could really harm her and she's the most dependent ever and she's the most fragile because after you have a baby, it mm-hmm. is rough stuff. Then mm-hmm. you want to all of a sudden play the, well, actually, I need my own thing. It's like, it's all yours.
Yeah, I think there's a difference between being jealous of the baby and like this and mourning your old life. Because I do think sure. there's a level that everyone goes through, especially with your first kid,
sure.
where you realize that every aspect of your life is now different, right? I remember that moment of like when we had our first where it was like, and it was, I was happy. I was ecstatic. Like, you know, I wanted to be a dad. And I was the same as you. I was getting up. There was never, in hindsight, it was dumb. We made different choices where we tag teamed for the other kids. But for the first baby, where every single feeding, I was up giving back rubs, helping wherever I could. And like, so that we were both just like living dead there. And so, but there was never a moment where I looked at my kid like, you motherfucker.
That's my woman.
You know what I mean? But there is a level of maybe there's a confusion where they don't understand what that feeling is. I think where you it's that shock of like, holy shit, like there's no, like, especially having a kid. I think there's a level of it when you get married, but especially mm-hmm. when you have a kid where you don't exist outside of being a parent anymore.
Well, I feel mm-hmm. like the difference is the entitlement that these men have mm-hmm. to have said feeling and then say, so I'm going to take from her.
Right.
Because that's at the end of the day what they do. Like, I'm going, like, that's in what I was watching, it was about, I think, cheating. Where mm-hmm. a lot of men cheat because they're not mm-hmm. quote unquote getting attention. And it's like, so because you have a bad feeling that mm-hmm. you have to know, like, she's not the cause of it. Like mm-hmm. the cause of it is being a parent, like, mm-hmm. but it's not her doing something negative towards you. It's mm-hmm. just a side effect of the decision you both made together.
Mm-hmm.
But yet they punish the woman for it. I'm going to mm-hmm. cheat on you, betray you. And like mm-hmm. this guy, it's like, okay, maybe he felt, I'm guessing it was the baby that triggered this or thoughts of the baby because why wouldn't he be doing it before? Mm-hmm. But it's like, okay, so you feel some kind of way about this baby and your immediate thing is I'm going to hide money, assets. Yeah. I'm going to keep spending my wife's money. I'm going to hide shit from her because mm-hmm. I am the man and I can do what I want. And like that has negative effects on your wife. That has negative effects on your child. And even if we mm-hmm. just take that out, like the money, you lied to her mm-hmm. over and over. Like every time you told her what you made, talked about what you made, told her you couldn't purchase anything, told her how tight the budget was. Like, she's probably blaming herself on some level because she's like, well, I'm not working now.
It's my fault. Things are tight, right? You know, part of it probably was like he enjoyed – she was probably praising him too in certain ways. Like, oh, you work so hard for – you know, thank
she
you.
She said. You know, she did her thing. Yeah.
And so he's probably eating that up. He's like, oh, well, if I make too much money – then she won't be as thankful because of how hard it is. Because I'm doing the budget. I'm crunching the numbers. I'm doing all the, you know, just for us to get by because look how much we're struggling now that you.
It's giving those creepy dudes that like make their wives think there's been an apocalypse. They come and like, oh, I've hunted outside for you. Here's a deer. And they're like, thank
but,
you. Oh,
but that's the
but
same.
No
you know,
apocalypse.
It's funny though. That's a, it's like, that's such an absurd notion. But that's literally what he's doing though.
Yeah. It's a
but and that's what I'm saying. Like the idea of like we could look at that of someone doing that in like a TV show or something like that and being like, oh my god, that's so dumb. But shit like
it happens.
This, it's that's literally what he's doing here.
I mean, another way of thinking of it is like they both there's a thing of water and they're in the desert and they're both pouring water into it. And every day she's like, oh, I can only have 6 sips, but he knows that there's like 45 jugs of water. Right. Out in the back that she doesn't know about.
That's just his own, though.
But that's
in
his
case,
water.
That's his own,
I mean, that's – or you do it with food. It's the same idea. You're, like, rationing these things because you don't think you have enough. And you're like – and she's praising – like, how do we sleep at night? Where she's praising him. Thank you for all that you do. And he's secretly hiding from her.
And it's this lack of trust in your partner to be also responsible. Because, like, the other aspect of you – guarantee you would hear guys talking about, like, well, I have to do this because we'd spend it if not. So I was doing this for – like, that's – I'm trying to think of ways they would justify doing this. It would be like, well, I'm doing it for the family so that we have a savings.
It's not your decision to make. That's what kills me. It's the same reason that, like, when guys cheat – anybody can cheat, but I've heard this argument from men online. It's like, well, what's the point in telling her? Because now it already happened. The only thing that can happen is her feelings get hurt. It's like, it's not your choice to make. When you got into a relationship, you guys did so under certain conditions, which are that, I assume, not cheating. And if you broke that condition of your relationship, like, it is one of the make or breaks. And you don't tell, you don't have the right not to tell him. You could have not done it, but you don't have the right not to tell her. And this feels like the same thing, you know? It's like, if you are worried about how money is spent, you don't have the right to hide money that is supposedly both of yours. If that is not agreed upon. Like, if you want to tell her that, because it's always like men, the men that say these things want to say they're so logical, they're good communicators, they're straightforward. And yet they never say these things. Like they never are like, hey, I don't trust you with money. So I'm not going to tell you. Like if that's – go ahead. Tell her. If that's how you feel, then say that. But they don't because that's not actually – they don't want to be straightforward because they know that's make or break. They know, oh, well, my wife would leave me if I talked to her like that. If she knew I was hiding money from her, she would leave.
And it's the whole thing about him crying about it too. It's like the like. I'm not judging him for crying, but the whole like is he really or is that another form of manipulation though? You have to question it though at this point.
Yeah.
Too,
because, what is he like, crying for?
Because like if you really this mattered that much to you, you wouldn't need $45,000 in a side account. That is your if the most important thing in the world to you was that daycare does not happen.
Yeah.
Then that you're already, I don't know. I think I'm trying to rationalize and trying to find some sort of reason why this isn't the most horrific shit.
How do we find any logic here? I mean, it would make me cry. Do I cry easily? Yes. We know that. Right. But like, if someone's like, hey, you have to keep lying to your wife every day, you have to watch her struggle. And know that you can help her. So let's go back to the water. You have to know she's desperate for water. And she's so parched. And listen to her talk and vent about it. And watch her ration whatever little water she has. And like live her life accordingly. And know you have money. And know you have all the water in the world. Like that's fucking torture to me. That's horrible. Like I would cry doing that. And to think he's not crying that he's lying to her. He's not crying that he's done it. He's not crying for all the resources he's withheld. He's not crying for any of those things. The only thing he's crying for is essentially either getting caught or that his child has to be in daycare when he had everything to make that not happen.
Mm-hmm. You got what you wanted. You had the life you asked for.
It's not enough.
And that's why I say there's something more that has to be there. Because like, or maybe, I don't know. Like, I'm like, am I the weird one? Are we the weird ones?
Hey, thinking like, leave comments. Let us know what you think is going on.
Because it's like, how do you not be like, you got it. You won. Right? You got everything you asked for. You have a wife who loves you. You have a child that's healthy. Right? You got that she agreed to stay home and not be so that your child wouldn't have to be in daycare. So she agreed to give into this thing that was important to you. And then you decide, you know, yeah, I want more though. That's not enough.
You have to think about it from the perspective of what kind of guy was he to do this in the first place? Mm-hmm. Because to me, this is an entitled way to go about it. I gave up my career to be at home because my wife, to be honest, had a better career. She's like a boss bee. But like I made that choice and like it was mutual and we were both very happy with it.
Right.
This does not appear to be that. It very much appears to be that he wanted it. He got it. It was his trauma. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, like that is very traumatic. I don't even know if you had enough therapy that you would ever get over that. Like, I don't know that you'd ever feel comfortable with your kid in daycare if your brother was killed at one.
Right.
Like, honestly. So I would normally say like, that's your trauma to fix. I don't even know if he would ever be at a place where that would matter. But this idea that like he had his wants. He made her fulfill his wants this whole time. Mm-hmm. It has been her giving up. When he wanted to build a life, she was the one that he had to do it. When he wanted someone to stay home, she was the one who had to do it. Mm-hmm. So if you look at it that way, if someone's incredibly entitled, it's like the pail that has a hole at the bottom. It doesn't matter how much you put in there. It doesn't matter if you've gotten everything you've asked for. Then you're always going to think you should get more. So to me, it's like this guy seems like he's clearly entitled, and he gets what he wants. And I think those people, you would think logically, well, you have what you want. It's never enough for them. Mm-hmm. Never. Mm-hmm. Anyone who's selfish, narcissistic.
Yeah.
We know the type, like they just want more and more and more. And like the myth and the thing that's scary is to ever think that it will be enough. Like, well, if I just do A, B, and C, then we'll be good, because those people are, what's wrong is within them, and it has nothing to do with the external things that they think are going to fix it. So that's what I would assume is going on here. Cause it's like, why do men do that? Like, why do men who have everything? Like, why do men who are with supermodels or, you know, the most beautiful women in the world cheat? Because it has nothing to do with it. It all has to do with their own insecurities, their own problems. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's how I think you get here. You get a man with everything who still has to have a one-up on his wife.
Right. And I think that's really, we hit that. It's not even about having his own thing. It's about creating a situation where she's dependent on him. Mm-hmm. Creating the situation he envisioned was one where she would be thankful for the work he was doing, because they're really struggling to get by, but they're going to make it work.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want her to feel comfortable doing it.
I'm the hero. I have the power. I think some people just want to have the upper hand. Like, even if it's just because, like, it's a theoretical upper hand at this point, because he's not even spending it. I mean, he's keeping it from her. So in that sense, there is actual harm, but he's not even using it. It's just like knowing he has it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is scary.
Right.
So, all things considered, she is not the asshole. He is the asshole. And I still think, I would love to know what his plans were for that money, because I'm not buying just like, oh, it's mine. Like, I think that is part of it, but like, that's a lot of money, my guy. Yeah. What were we doing with that?
There's something there. And it's like, what if like some life emergency had come up? Would he have then
told her?
Yeah. Like, would it have come out, or would he have still just like,
That's the crazy part. What would it have taken for him to get into it and admit to it? Because, like, imagine if there was, like, a medical emergency and he didn't tell her.
And the longer it goes on, the more secretive it becomes, too. It's not like this little, like I said, for it to be that long, it's like, that is a layered level of deceit and deception and lying. Yeah,
you have to think about who your partner is at that point. Like, even if, like, you thought you had the best partner in the world and you figured, like, you found this out, like, that has to change the way you see your partner. Like, I really do believe, like, long-term deception is changes everything. Because, like, with cheating, people are like, oh, it was one time. It's like, yeah, but how many times did they lie to you? Mm-hmm. How many times did they, not have empathy for you? How many times did they not care how you felt about something? Like, those things add up. And
she only gave the example of the steaks, too. But I guarantee you, if she went back, she could probably think for the last year and a half of how many times have they been – you know, oh, maybe we can get the cheaper car seat.
Yes.
We can get the, I guess we don't need the safer X, Y, or Z. I guess we don't need this other thing. We can't really afford that.
And she lived in luxury. By her own accounts, they had kind of a luxurious life before that.
Right. Yeah, that's, this feels like manufactured way to, it's almost like he's punishing her for not working.
When she made her dip.
You need to stop working. How fucking dare you make me the sole breadwinner of our house?
But same category as the men who force their wives to have babies and then are furious that their bodies look like they've had babies.
Right. No, I think you're absolutely right. It's like,
What? Mm-hmm. That body made your child. Mm-hmm. If there's anything on earth that you should value, respect, honor, and fucking cherish, it's that body right there.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll be like, oh, why do you, you need to get back in shape. Like, oh, sir?
Yeah.
Bye. Anyways.
People suck.
Not everyone.
Not everyone. Some of these dudes. Yeah.
Shout out to all the good partners out there.
You know what? If you want something on your own, I just broke it. Make a bet. It's fine. It's not broken all the way. I haven't like glued it all together yet. Make a Batman helmet. That's what you can have.
3D printer they can go ahead and purchase.
You can just have ears.
You look insane right now. You have double ears. Finally. Well,
I have ears.
That they can see from this angle.
Oh my God, I need to make a video. It's like, I have ears.
Yes, please. Please do, Jusco. Well, friends, thank you so much for joining us on today's episode. As you know, you can check us out on our socials. If you want to see Jusco's masks, please check us out on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, friends, we'll see you next week.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Boop, 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 boop.